KBOW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Israeli Defense Forces are hitting Tehran tonight. They have also been striking Iranian surface-to-surface missile sites, and there are explosions over Israel. As ABC's Ian Pinnell reports.
With the fighting showing no signs of slowing down, Iran insisting it has the right to self-defense. The sky over Tel Aviv again crackling with the sound of war. Search and rescue teams deploying in several places across the country with bomb damage and fires blazing. At least 13 people have been killed in Iranian strikes here.
Israel reports about 15% of Iran's missiles are penetrating their Iron Dome defenses. Minnesota shooting suspect Vance Balter is on the run for a second night in the targeted shootings of two Democratic lawmakers. The shooters list also includes abortion providers and pro-choice activists. It's over at Oakmont. J.J. Spong on a 64-foot birdie putt. This is ABC News. Floodwaters tonight have caused the partial collapse of an apartment building in Fairmont, West Virginia, around Wheeling. West Virginia Governor Patrick Morrisey is confirming now that four people have died there. Four are missing in flash flooding. Among the dead is a three-year-old. The same storm is hitting the PGA tournament in Oakmont, Pennsylvania, where play was suspended. In the night ahead, flooding may affect 12 million Americans in Ohio and the Mid-Atlantic. Sean Diddy Combs' sex trafficking trial entering week number six. Questions about whether one of the jurors lied about where he lives to get on the panel. Details from ABC News legal contributor Brian Buckmeyer.
Xavier Donaldson, the defense attorney, led the argument that he should still maintain his position on the jury. The judge made a decision and then came back and said, you know what, we'll think about it. So Monday morning, we'll find out the determination of whether or not he's on the jury or juror number 13 takes his place.
L.A. police reporting 35 curfew arrests after the No Kings protest. Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
All right, everybody. It is time for live music on Mag Sync Radio. I'm Rocker here with Jane.
Hello.
And we have Aaron Oakley in the studio. Aaron Oakley is an acoustic folk pop singer, songwriter, and worship leader based in Madison, Wisconsin. She writes and records in a variety of genres, from contemporary Christian to country, pop, and R&B. Before going to Nashville in 2013, Aaron was part of the Dells-based country group Switchkick, and while in Nashville, sang in the indie pop rock band Rutherford. Now living on a farm just outside of Madison, Aaron and her husband Mike have two daughters and a lot of cats. Aaron brings with her singer David Smith Jr., and TJ Youngblood on cajon. Aaron, David, TJ, welcome to Mag Sync Radio.
Thank you so much.
And first, happy Father's Day to Mike. we'll get him in here. And second, how many cats do you take care of?
I mean, boy.
What's a lot? What's a lot?
Okay, well, keep in mind, we live on a farm, so we have six outdoor cats that we currently care for.
Okay.
They sleep in our garage at night because I'm kind of neurotic. I love my cats. And then we have two indoor cats as well.
It sounds like heaven to me.
Yes. Come on over.
Oh, boy. Aaron Oakley, we heard you first moved to Nashville, now based in Madison. But where did you get your start? Tell us your backstory.
Well, I grew up in a lot of places. I moved around a lot growing up. If you ask my mom, she'd probably say I came out of the womb singing.
Really?
Music's kind of already always been in me, but my journey to actually singing in front of other people has been quite the journey. But yeah, I've been singing for most of my life.
Are you from Madison?
I'm not. I was born in Baltimore, Maryland, lived in Calgary, Canada, Boulder, Colorado, San Francisco, California, Houston, Texas, and then we moved to the Madison area, and then I moved away and then moved back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that's quite a thing. So what was your parents' role in your musical upbringing? I mean, were they musicians? Did they just have great album collections, or how did you get started?
You know, they did have great collections going. We had a lot of Bob Marley and the B-52s all sorts of different genres, which, you know, I love the Bangles, you know, all sorts of stuff. But yeah, my parents sang in choirs and stuff like that, and I think did like plays growing up, but they were always so supportive of my music. They always told me I should quit my real people job and pursue music.
Wow.
And I just felt like they were saying that just because they were my parents.
Right.
But, you know, I finally did quit my real person job, and now this is what I do. So
really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, that's a great success story. Well, what was this? I heard you were afraid of singing in front of people.
Yeah.
And now you do it for a living.
Yeah.
How did you get over that?
Okay, well, So also growing up, I'm the oldest of six kids.
Okay.
And so it was like a busy, chaotic home. And I would wait till everybody left the house so that I could just sing. I was so like, I literally was writing songs, singing, but my own parents had never even heard me sing until my sophomore year of college.
Whoa.
When I won a competition to open for Al Jarreau. And that was the first time they ever heard me sing like my own stuff in front of people. I just didn't really ever believe in myself. And so it's taken me a really long time to not be as shy and get out there and actually do my music.
What do you think was like, what was the breaker? What got you that confidence to sing? Like,
you know,
how did you get over it?
Yeah, that's a good question. It was a journey, but I think what helped me is, you know, the first time I ever sang into a microphone was actually part of a worship band at a church. And what helped me about that was, oh, this isn't about me. You know, I'm not singing to like point people toward me.
Right.
And that really helped me kind of get over some of that fear. So that's when I started singing like, you know, worship into a microphone. But yeah, I think when I lived in Nashville, you know, I feel like I just learned I didn't suck as much as I thought I did. That helped.
Oh, that's a nice thing to find out. Tell us about the Swift Kicks. This was a band that you were in the Wisconsin Dells?
Yes. So, you know, I was like, I'm bored. And then I looked in my inbox and there was this email from this band who needed a singer. I was like, well, maybe that's the solution to my boredom right now. So I went and auditioned, and I really didn't do a lot of country music at the time, but that was a great opportunity for me because we probably did over 50 shows a year. And I mean, it helped me build my stage presence a lot. So, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, mm-hmm. I would imagine that would. In 2013, you moved to Nashville, but it wasn't to pursue music.
Yep. So again, I told God I was bored, and literally like the next day I got an email from a recruiter in Nashville who, I was pretty decent at my real people job. And so I got recruited to go be a recruiter in Nashville, and I worked right on Music Row, and yeah, I did that. I loved my career, but then I ended up doing a lot more music than I thought I would.
Wow. Is it inspiring being in Nashville with so many artists around?
Definitely. There's music everywhere. I mean, studios everywhere. I loved that piece of being there for sure.
And let's get to live music with Aaron Oakley, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The first song that you have for us tonight, it's called Mine. Is this a song about your head being in Nashville or your heart in Madison?
Hey, that's, I think maybe a little bit of both. But yeah, this is a song I wrote. So my husband and I, we dated for 5 years before we got married, but the last four of the five, I was living in Nashville while he was here in Madison. And so this is a song I wrote when I was missing him one day. It's called
Mine. Right, let's hear it. This is Mine. You're listening to Aaron Oakley. We are live on Max Inc. Radio.
Shift with every sigh, minutes march on every night. Each day without you is a day we waste. I want to hold you close. I want to see your face. I want to hold you close. I want to see your face. Cause your lips were meant to kiss mine. And your hands were built to hold mine. And your life was meant to fit in mine. Cause I am yours and you are mine. I am yours and you are mine.
It's been a while since I've seen your face. You're more than 500 miles away.
I miss your beard, I miss your taste. Been missing you since I left you, babe.
I've been missing you since you left me, babe.
Cause you're
Wow, that was incredible. Mine, you're listening to Erin Oakley. She is live right here in the studio with us at Max Inc. Radio. Tell us about life on the farm. I mean, we know you got cats. Do you have other animals? Is it just vegetables? I mean, what kind of farm is this?
So it was a tobacco farm.
Oh.
Back in the day. So it's the property my husband actually grew up on, and we purchased it in 2018 to help offset some long-term care needs that his father had.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just such a beautiful place. We don't grow tobacco anymore. We do lease out 15 of our acres to a local farmer, and they grow different crops. We have a pretty substantial vegetable garden, but right now we're raising our babies and our cats.
No chickens?
No chickens. Our neighbors have chickens, so they kind of do all the hard work, and then we just buy the eggs, you know? But I know we're probably going to move on from this, but I love living on the farm because I feel like it's restoring my sense of wonder.
Yeah.
Like when I look out the window and I see all the birds and just the nature and the beauty, it's really like restored my childhood wonder. That's how I feel.
So it's inspiring?
Does it
inspire some of your music?
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
Tell us about your message with music and how that inspires you as a storyteller and a musician.
Yeah, you know, I feel like songwriting for me is a lot of how I process life. When I sit down with my guitar, it's like I'm sitting down with a friend and I'm just verbally processing through music. You know, a big part of my story and my music is, you know, I am a worship director at a church. You know, I do Christian music, but I just write songs about life. And so much of my life have been lessons that I've learned the hard way, you know, stupid boys. And, you know, thankfully, you know, he heard mine. It turned out okay for me. He wasn't one of the stupid ones. But yeah, I mean, my message is really just about like just being authentic.
Yeah.
Telling the stories and, you know, and making sure that people remember that they're loved.
Let's get back to live music on Max Inc. Radio with Aaron Oakley, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song that you have for us tonight, it's called THC. Is this a song about everybody's favorite carbon molecule?
Not quite.
No?
It's a song about people I spent my time with before I met my husband and wrote love songs like mine. It's a song about people that choose other things over you.
Why the THC label?
You'll hear it in the song.
Okay, I guess we will. This is THC. You're listening to Aaron Oakley live on Max Inc. Radio.
Your friends in all those football games. I'm tired of losing you to THC. I'm tired of always texting first. You replying with one word and not at all.
Wow, that was pretty incredible.
Thank
THC.
You.
Aaron Oakley, you are live on Max Inc. Radio. Aaron Oakley is here with us live in the studio. Aaron, you briefly lived in New Zealand. And did you spot any hobbits there?
I actually lived in Hobbiton.
Really?
For real. In Matamata. It's Habitant. It's where they filmed all of the Village Lord of the Rings scenes.
Wow.
So, you know, no, I didn't see any Hobbits.
Are you a Lord of the Rings fan?
Don't hate on me, guys. I'm not like,
oh, no.
I can appreciate it, but it's like not my genre of choice.
No.
I'm sorry. Can we still be friends?
Yeah.
You're
lived
like,
in like the
out.
Holy land of like Lord of the Rings.
It was so beautiful. Oh, wait, I actually sat on the airplane next to Gandalf's white horse's trainer.
Oh, wow.
Yes, that's my
fun fact. That must have been an interesting conversation.
It was. He was wearing a bedazzled Dr. Pepper hat. So that's how our conversation started. For real.
Oh, wow. Did you have a garage?
A garage?
You know, isn't that what they call a garage in New Zealand?
Oh. Nope, I didn't. I just lived in a room with a lot of other people.
Oh, now I know why you don't know the word.
Exactly.
What is something about New Zealand that you know only by living there?
You know, it's not something that only people that know live there, but it was something I personally was surprised by. It reminded me a lot of Wisconsin, just like a more magical, beautiful part of Wisconsin, because I was in a more rural part. So there was, you know, there's cows and sheep everywhere, and then there were just mountains instead of hills, you know?
It
was really beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I'd love to go there. Let's find out who the people you brought with you tonight are. Singer David Smith Jr., what is your backstory? I mean, how did you get started in music? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, sure. So I'm born and raised in Madison. So I grew up here. My dad is a pastor. So I grew up singing in the church. So that's kind of where I got my start. And he also is a songwriter and organist. So
okay.
I kind of learned songwriting from him and play a little bit of piano. Not as good as him, but I can get by. So, yeah.
But you sing a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, very good. Let's get back to live music on Max Inc. Radio with Aaron Oakley, presented by Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it is called Heart in Handwriting. Tell us about this song.
Yeah, so this is a song I actually wrote with two of my friends, one who lives in Trinidad and the other one who lived in California at the time. This was during COVID when co-writing became something you could do with people all over the world.
Yeah.
You know, whereas before it was, you know, try to meet up with people in the same room. So this is a song we wrote, again, kind of inspired by real life. So I mentioned my husband and I were in a long distance relationship. So There was this period of time where we chose to speak to each other through letters instead of on the phone.
Oh, really? Oh,
yep.
Interesting.
And
like
it was
the old
like,
days,
yeah. And it was like you were hearing the other person's heart and handwriting. And we were just in kind of a rocky place. So it's like every time you get a letter, you're like, oh my gosh, is this going to end my anxiety that I'm feeling? Because I don't know what he's about to say. Or is it going to like, you know, give me the peace? I don't know. So we were just thinking about what it's like to be in a relationship and to write letters. And then we're all Christians too. So we were thinking about how the Bible is often referred to as like a love letter to us. And so we were just kind of thinking on these two ideas. And this is the song that came out. So it's called Heart and Handwriting.
Heart and Handwriting. You are listening to live on Max Inc. Radio. I'm Rocker here with Jane. Let's check it out. Aaron Oakley, this is Heart and Handwriting.
If I wrote you a letter, I'd run out of pages. No language could contain it, no penmanship explain it. You wrote me a letter in the prettiest of phrases. And you spoke it like a poet and closed it with the seal of love. From the beginning of time, you
Wow. Handwriting, Heart in the Handwriting. That is a really good song.
Thank you so much.
I love your original music. That's pretty cool.
Thank you.
And I love the harmonies. This guy you got over here singing, he nails it pretty good, huh?
He's like my favorite person to sing with. There's nobody else. He's always my first call. Seriously.
How did you guys find each other to do music?
Yeah, so we actually, his dad is the pastor of my church.
Okay.
And so his dad's my boss. I call him Pastor Dad, actually. And so, David and I, it was a church plant, and we led worship side by side for the first, 4 years? About, yeah, maybe a little more. And so he was just, and when I went on maternity leave, he would lead in my place. So that's how we got our start. And so we have really good musical chemistry. But then when I started, I played Bratfest the last couple years.
Oh, yeah.
And so I put together a band. And like I said, he was my first call. So.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was a pretty good call. We are going to take a little break here and we'll come back. We still have a couple more songs with you and a whole lot more questions. Erin Oakley, she is live on Max Inc. Radio. We'll see you right after the bottom of the hour.
This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's a party on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, and you're invited. Every Tuesday at 6 p.m., it's just Merle and a girl, and Thursdays on the patio feature singer-songwriter Shelly Faith.
Well, hey, bartender, won't you pour me another?
Music starts at 5:30. It's live music on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge every Tuesday and Thursday. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com. Redefining Boundaries, Good Neighbor Fencing in Madison provides top-tier fencing services throughout Wisconsin. More than just building fences, Good Neighbor Fencing creates tailored experiences for each client. Wood, vinyl, chain link, and aluminum fences. Find Good Neighbor Fencing Company at wisconsinfencing.com or give them a call. 608-395-4546. That's 608-395-4546.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' 3 locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Turtle Island Dispensary has your access to products and information to improve your quality of life. Flower, topicals, extracts, gummies, mushroom spores, and growing supplies. From Acapulco Gold to Amber's Rose Petal Bath Bombs. Stop in at 831 East Johnson Street in Madison or visit the website at shopturtleisland.com. That's shopturtleisland.com.
Forget about us on MySpace. Like us on Facebook. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right. Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie, because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice. I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
Are you ready to crack open something amazing? Whether it's a fresh pistachio or the keys to your dream home, we've got you covered. Just like pistachios, the best homes are worth the wait. And once you find the perfect one, it is so satisfying. At Aaron Weber Group, we help you find homes that are as irresistible as a handful of pistachios. So whether you're house hunting or just snacking, remember, great things come in shells and in the perfect four walls. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today, and let's get you into a home that's a real treat.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
All right, we are back live on Max Inc. Radio. We have Erin Oakley in the studio with a couple of her musicians. They just sound absolutely fabulous. Erin, June 19th, you are performing at Summerfest. Or actually, I just heard that this show is not happening. So we're going to skip right over that because Howard Grip, you're performing with him on August 2nd. And that will be at One Fest in Cadott, Wisconsin. Tell us about your collaboration with Howard Grip.
Yeah, so Howard and I met last September. We just happened to be slotted in sets. Our sets were right back to back. And he was so kind. He came up after and he said, you know, I'd really like to try to do a write with you if you'd be open to it. And I was like, yeah, I would. So he lives in, where does he live? Wisconsin Rapids area.
Oh, okay,
so we kind of, you know, did a little Zoom and worked out a song. It's called Everything in His Name. And then Howard works on a potato farm. And we met at the potato farm to run the song for the first time before his EP release song. So it set. So we've known each other for less than a year, but this song that we've done together has been just really well received. And I, you know, now I go and I do it, the song live at his shows and stuff like that. So
Who is Howard Grip? Because I'm not even sure I know who he is.
So Howard was, he's like a rocker.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys should meet. And so he was signed to a label and, you know, his earlier years. And then, you know, like a lot of people in rock music, succumbed to, you know, addiction. And that this is part of his story. He shares it freely.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Not like sharing any dirty laundry here. And then a couple years ago, he went to a Christian music festival called Life Fest. And the Lord just said, you know, do music for me. And so he now takes the rock and roll and he does it for God. And he's started playing festivals. So he's now signed to a small label out of Nashville and, you know, has a distribution deal and yeah, he's really doing it. So he's up and coming.
Wow. And that's pretty cool. And so you're collaborating him live and you have a song, just one song.
Yep. We have one song so far. Another, I'm hoping for some more, but Everything in His Name. We just released it, the Friday before Bratfest. So Memorial Day weekend.
Wow. Very cool. I didn't even know there were potato farms in Wisconsin.
Yeah. And he does IT. He's not actually potato farming, but yeah.
Oh, he doesn't tell
me. It was the most beautiful potato farm I've ever seen in my life. It's like this big corporate building. I'm like, what? Where am I?
Yeah. Wow. Potato farms. Who knew?
Right.
Let's give the drummer some. TJ Youngbluth, you are on Kajan right now. What is your backstory?
Yeah. So,
let's get a microphone over there. Here we go.
Hello. There we go. All right. Hi. So I grew up playing drums in middle school, high school, and I was your typical band nerd trying to do everything I could to get on some sort of something to hit, make music out of. And after that, playing in worship bands and stuff. Since then, playing at churches, and that's how I met Erin and David. So,
oh, right over here at the church there. All right. Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, nice. And what was your parents' role in your musical upbringing?
Besides my mom, I'm the only one in my family who's not a very active singer. My dad was very, he's a great musician. He performed not professionally, but he's been in a ton of different productions locally for theater stuff. And my sister is very active in the Eau Claire theater community at this point. And so he was very actively encouraging us kids to do music in some sort of fashion. And I just gravitated towards the drums rather than vocals like the rest of my family. So
yeah, that's always a wake up call for your parents. They're like, oh, sure. Yeah, go for drums. And then you bring your drum set home, right?
Yeah. And then everything goes out
like,
the window.
Oh, so. Wow. Yep. That's nice. And so do you play drums with them or only cajon with this particular group?
Typically, I'm on set. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like a full drum set. So.
A full drum set.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Well, give the drummer some. It's TJ Youngbluth here tonight with Aaron Oakley. I hear you play Ultimate Frisbee.
I do, yes.
Tell us about Ultimate Frisbee.
One of many in Madison. So there, especially in the city, there's a huge, huge community of Ultimate players. I've been playing since college, so it's a great way to be. Great way to be active and stay in shape, and it's real a lot of fun. So.
Do you ever think of trying out for the team we have here, the professionals?
No, I haven't tried out for the Radicals. I know a lot of players who play for the Radicals. A few of my friends do as well. But I've never tried out myself. No, I don't think I would quite make the cut.
Nice. Well, let's get back to live music on Max Inc. Radio with Aaron Oakley, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Nothing Without You. And tell us about this song before you play.
Yeah, so it's pretty simple. It's just a song about pride and self-sufficiency and my realization that really I can't do it on my own. I don't want to do it on my own because I'm nothing without you.
Wow. All right, let's hear it. Nothing Without You. This is Aaron Oakley live on Max Inc. Radio.
Change my capo here. It's not working. Trust me, you want me to be in the right key, I promise you.
All of my pride shipwreck me and left me drifting out at sea. Humble me, set me free from this throne that I established on my own. Hear my plea. Rescue me from all this self-sufficiency, 'cause I am nothing without you. I am nothing without you. I am nothing without you. Souls in the sand, I made them up with my own plans. But then came waves, rainy days. Washed away. You humble me.
Love it.
Thank you. I'm going to tune my guitar.
All right. Tune the guitar. Put on a new capo. We got to make a change here at Max Inc. Radio. You are listening to Live at Max Inc. Radio with Aaron Oakley here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Outside of music, your job and being a mom, you are a casting director for a feature-length 90s nostalgic coming-of-age movie that starts filming here in Madison this summer. Spill the tea. What's going on with
Yes. that? This is a bit unexpected for me, but I have a very convincing, the director and producer and writer of this film is a very close friend of mine and very persuasive, passionate person. And so my background, my real people job before I quit it to do music, I was a recruiter. And so this is checking a lot of boxes for me. I love meeting people. I love to, you know, auditions are just another form of interview and just finding the right fit, the right team, the culture. So yeah, I've become the casting director for this 90s movie, and we're still like actively casting right now. And yeah, it's been a lot of work.
What kind of people are you looking for?
Oh, are you interested?
Maybe.
Okay. So if anybody, honestly, Madison people that are listening to this, Wisconsin people, we actually really still need a lead. We're doing a couple phases of filming. Uh-huh. And right now we're really looking for like teenagers. It's following the story of four teenage boys growing up here in the Midwest. And it's their story. So if you want more, can I share the website?
Sure.
People can go and look and see who we're casting for. So it's www.90s.movie. So 90s.movie. And we have all the information on the movie, the casting, all of that. Donations we need for like old cars and all sorts of stuff. So
wow, who's the director? Who's your friend that's putting all this together?
So his name is Joshua Millett, and he's also a musician. So his his artist name is Rip. He's friends with Terry.
We've had him on the show here.
Rip. He's one of my best friends, and he's pursuing the movie stuff now. He's such a talented videographer. So,
wow.
Yeah.
I did not know that about him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's
Surprise.
Interesting. We'll have to give him a call and find
you
out
should.
What's going on.
Absolutely, you should. He'd love to come
on. Got some new stuff.
Yep.
Wow, that's incredible. And tell us about opening for Al Jarreau.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that was, like I said, that was my first time ever singing in front of people. And there was over 1,000 people.
Wow.
And
where was this at?
This is at Ripon College. So I went to Ripon, and Al Jarreau is an alum there. And they had a competition where they wanted to showcase talent from the past with talent from the future. So they were auditioning students. And I actually got kicked out of choir the same night that I won this competition to open for Al Jarreau. Yeah, I lost my music scholarship for a semester, for real. And here I am, like, supposed to be, like, the face of the music department. Like, yeah, anyway, so that's a whole nother story, maybe for another time. But, so I opened for Al Jarreau. I got to sing an original song. It was called Indecisive Tendencies. He was such a dynamic performer. You know, he won 7 Grammys. He's a Milwaukee native, actually.
Right. Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yep.
Yeah. He's in the Whammy Hall of Fame.
Yeah. I didn't know that, actually.
Yes.
That's amazing.
He's been inducted.
He should be. Yeah.
Well, and then you were invited back to a Lifetime Achievement.
Yeah. So I got a call. I was living in Nashville at the time, and I got a call at my office, like, from somebody here in Wisconsin who was doing a special on him, and they were just asking me interview questions like about my experience working with him. And then we realized that his Lifetime Achievement Award ceremony was going to be almost 10 years to the exact date that I opened for him.
Wow.
And so they actually flew me in as a surprise to Al.
Wow.
Yeah. And I got to do like an hour set, like in the, you know, before it all started, like as people are mingling. And then I got to spend one-on-one time with Al, which was really incredible because he passed away just a few months after that.
Wow.
So it was such a special, amazing, like, only God could do that.
What did you take away from Al Jarreau? What do you think was one thing you maybe learned from him?
He was always passionate about lifelong learning, and he invested so much in education and music education. And I think what I took away was just like, do what you're put here to do with passion, enthusiasm, and joy. And just love what you're doing and love the people around you.
Wow. Sounds like great advice.
Yeah.
Well, let's get back to live music on Max Inc. Radio with Aaron Oakley, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called Lie of Unloved. Tell us about this song before you play.
So this is the most recent song I wrote. I feel like I've been needing to write this song for most of my life. So I think I know I'm not alone. We all have those kind of familiar lies and struggles and those things that come to us. And for me, a lot of times it's, you know, the lie of not good enough, the lie of like unloved. And so I wanted to write a song that really highlighted a lot of those struggles that I think are really universal, and then speak truth. So like, that's just the lie of unloved. And so the truth is you're loved and that's enough. And so this is the song. And yeah, Lie of Unloved.
All right. Well, let's hear it. Aaron Oakley live on MaxSync Radio. This is Lie of Unloved.
To feel trapped and all alone, to be in a room of people we don't really know. And I know what it's like to feel like you're not enough, just as much as I know how it feels to be too much. But that's just the lie of unloved. That's just the lie of never good enough.
Wow. Pretty crazy. That is a deep song.
Thank you. It's real, you know?
It is. Real Stories by Aaron Oakley, mm-hmm. right here live on MaxSync Radio. What projects and collaborations are you working on? What's coming up for Aaron Oakley?
Well, you know, I told you I was shy about music, so I recorded Dreams and Melodies, which was my first album in 2013, and then I never released it. Okay. It literally didn't even exist on like platforms until right before Bratfest last year. And I was like, well, I should just press this just in case. So my first album was Dreams and Melodies. And over the last, you know, 12, 13 years, I've written a lot of songs. So I'm working on Stories and Songs is my sophomore album. And then I have a lot of collaborations going on right now with rappers. So it's kind of random.
Like Rip?
Yeah. Well, you know what? He and I have still, we're working on other stuff together, but no, yes, artists like him, but like, Nikki Gracious, Levi One Cut, Mallory B, Sorry. I don't know if you've heard of any of them, but they're awesome. They're mostly in the Christian hip hop scene. So those are all collaborations I have going on right now.
Wow. That sounds pretty cool. And, how do we follow you online?
Well, if you want to, I'm at Aaron Oakley Music on all, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. And then I have my website, which is AaronOakleyMusic.com.
Do you take care of your own socials?
I do. I'm not that. Yes, I do it poorly. We're working on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Aaron, David, TJ, thank you so much for coming into the studio to play tonight. We're going to do one more song. We have time for one more song, and we might have a little time for an added one. So maybe you could think of, if you have a song you could play. Well, let's see where we get to. This next song, though, it's called Satisfied. I mean, sounds personal. Tell us about this song.
So I also co-wrote this song. I wrote it right before the birth of my second child. So, which is significant in and of itself, because I had some momentum going with music, and then I had my first child in 2021, and then I kind of just paused and I didn't do much music at all. And then right before the birth of Josephine, my second daughter, I wrote this and one other song, which is called Lord Most High, which is my first single that I just released. I just released music for the first time like last year.
Wow.
Yeah, seriously. Even though I've been doing music for a while. So Satisfied was the second release I had. And it's really, it's just about trusting. It's a song about being able to say I'm satisfied and I'm delighted in like what's going on and trusting. I mean, this is a worship song. This is actually a song we sing at our church. So Psalm 37:4 says, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. And so that's one of the, I don't know, I'm kind of rambling here, but it's just about the story he's writing is so much better than anything we could think, dream, or imagine. And it's just like fun and awesome to be able to say, I'm satisfied.
Blissful.
Yeah. So this is that.
Well, let's hear it. Satisfied. We're here with Aaron Oakley live in the Max Inc. Radio. The song is called Satisfied.
I'm satisfied.
Wow, that song is satisfying.
Thank you.
That's a great song.
Thank you.
All your music is very deep. You know, I really forgot to ask one question, though, I wanted to know quick.
Yeah.
I got two words. Pizza sauce.
Oh, no. Okay. Here's the pizza sauce story. This is going to live.
And we only got about a minute and a half. So
okay. Well, I'm going to make it quick. Basically, long story short, I went home one day from work and I forgot something in my car. I went back down the stairs and I saw blood on the wall. Okay.
Oh, no.
And I thought, oh my gosh, my roommate was a clean freak. So either he severed a limb and had to go to the hospital or there was an axe murder in my house. Those are the only two explanations I could think of. Yes. So I called 911. After my mom said, just call 911. I called 911 and they came over and long story short, it was just pizza sauce. And
how did they figure that out?
Well, I think they tasted it. No, I'm just kidding. I don't think they did. But no, like 2 days later, I was at a restaurant and one of the police officers happened to be there and I saw them look over at their friend and they said, that's pizza sauce, girl. That's pizza sauce. I'm like pizza sauce girl.
Did you ever find out how it got on the wall?
Oh, yeah. My roommate at the time had spilled like Little Caesar's pizza and the crazy bread sauce just went on the wall. He didn't even see it.
Oh, my. And that spurred a 911 call. Well, that's first responders. That's their business, right?
Hey, yeah. They said I did the right thing, but I'm still pizza sauce girl. So.
All right. Well, guys, thank you so much. Erin Oakley, it's been a pleasure. We have Rob Roberts. He will.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. More than 400 tips have poured into law enforcement looking for Vance Bolter, but no sign yet of the suspect in yesterday morning's targeted shootings of two Minnesota state lawmakers in their homes 8 miles apart. A vehicle found in Sibley County did contain evidence, leading investigators to believe that he was there. President Trump asked tonight about Israel and Iran trading missiles for a third day.
Well, I hope there's going to be a deal. I think it's time for a deal, and we'll see what happens, but sometimes they have to fight it out.
And fighting continues tonight. 5 dead in weekend flooding in West Virginia, the late word from Governor Patrick Morrissey. 3 others are missing. Not far away at the rain-delayed PGA event in Oakmont, Pennsylvania, quite a finish, a 64-foot birdie putt, sealing victory for J.J. Spong, 34 years old from L.A., just his second U.S. Open, overcoming 5 early bogeys. This is ABC News. Global J.